Do you have your library card with you?
I have a picture of it, yes.
So you can use your library card or the number. Let's use your library card.
The Boulder Public Library in downtown bustles with clients so every day, just like these teens who have come to play video games.
There you go. And bring it here.
On any given day, community members use the library to access services, from picking up books to bringing kids to story time. It is a de facto community space in the heart of the city. This election cycle, the libraries are on the ballot, or rather, a question about how best to fund them. Some residents would like to create what is known as a library district funded through a hike on property taxes. One of those local residents is Joni Teeter, co-chair of Boulder Library Champions, the group that organized a petition signature campaign to put the question of funding for the library district on the ballot this November. She says the Boulder Library District proposal has been an ongoing conversation for 30 years now.
Most libraries in the state are now library districts. About two-thirds, I think, of the people in the state of Colorado are served by library districts instead of municipal libraries. And it's because municipal libraries tend to be vastly underfunded relative to the demand for their services. Now, for whatever reason here in Boulder, even though we have always believed in investing in community services, investing in tools that promote literacy and equity and those kinds of things, this library district conversation has never gotten off the ground.
Library districts operate in many areas of Colorado, including in Larimer, Adams, and Weld counties. Many of the library districts in Colorado have been operating for more than 25 years. The one in Colorado Springs has been around for half a century. Joni Teeter says it is time to apply the model in Boulder.
It's an interesting model because it's a hybrid between an elected body and an appointed body. And I think that's done to both provide accountability. Library district trustees are in some ways more accountable than city councils because their duties are spelled out by statute. They're limited to doing library purposes, and they have to give two reports per year on finances to the public and elected officials. They have to do an annual report saying how they're spending the money. They are appointed by elected officials, which gives you a buffer against these waves of censorship that come up and sort of overwhelm libraries. We're seeing that happen right now in Colorado and other parts of the state. So it's been a very, very effective model.
Not everyone is convinced that a library district is the way to go in Boulder. John Taylor, president of the Boulder Chamber of Commerce, says the chamber supports the idea of the library system having adequate funding, but it is not in favor of creating a new government entity to fund it.
Particularly now, as many of our businesses are just now emerging from the challenge of COVID. But in general, it is a high taxation rate for library services on top of what we otherwise pay in property tax. And then second, we just don't feel that it's the appropriate mechanism for governing a library services. We're not seeing that there's appropriate accountability in the governance mechanism. And then third, just our sense is that we should be doing things as a community in coordination with all the other services that are important to our citizens, residents, and our businesses, that whenever we are addressing budget allocations, we should do it in balance with other priorities for the community. And we feel that having a separate library district, it removes that opportunity.
Taylor says one of his big concerns is the tax hike that would accompany the creation of the library district. Proponents of the library district are proposing what is known as a mill levy tax, which is basically a type of property tax. Again, Boulder Chamber of Commerce President John Taylor.
When you think about property tax, there's a couple of concerns associated with that. First of all, there is just the burden of that tax on individuals, residents who are in fixed income, who maybe bought their house a number of years ago. They are now seeing the value of their houses increase. That increase ultimately turns into a higher property tax rate. That's a big burden on folks with limited incomes. But for businesses, it's an added concern because they ultimately pay four times as much in property tax due to the Gallagher provisions that allocate for property tax purposes, that they pay a higher rate of tax on the value of their property. So it becomes a significant burden.
The Gallagher Amendment skews the burden of state property tax towards those who own commercial real estate. And owners of commercial real estate can end up passing those tax hikes onto local businesses. But Johnny Teeter of the Boulder Library Champions says, overall, the property tax mechanism is more equitable than funding the local libraries through sales taxes.
If I'm a person who doesn't have a lot of income, sales taxes take up a much larger proportion of my income than somebody who has a lot of discretionary income. So sales taxes hit people with less money a lot harder than property taxes. Property taxes are as close as we come, I think, to a tax on wealth, because they really tax the increased value in homes and in businesses as they go forward. So in that sense, I mean, we think property taxes are a more equitable way to fund a service that the whole community depends on.
The Library District is one of a handful of ballot measures before Boulder County voters this year that call for tax increases. The others ask voters to fund wildfire mitigation efforts, emergency services, and an extension of an existing tax to fund the county's transportation master plan. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.